I need y'all to really sit up and pay attention. Y'all hear me or not? The music, I mean, it was great, but I've already been at this twice, and I do not want anybody sleeping on me. You got it or not? Say. No, I'm in a mood. If I see you doing it, it's going to be bad. I'm giving you a heads up. No, I'm serious. But this is a message. I need your attention. A little bit different message today. I'm going to give a message this morning on the rapture. The rapture. The rapture. What is that? And a lot of people would probably say, you're not really sure. That's great. Because I'm in a series on imminent storm. It's a series on last days, end time events. It's not stuff I'm making up. It's a big part of the Bible. A big part of the Bible. Matter of fact, the longest answer Jesus gave about any question in the Bible was about His coming again. And the end of the world. That was the biggest answer He gave in the Bible. There's a whole book at the very end of the Bible called The Unveiling, the book of Revelation. It talks a lot about that. So it's throughout Paul's epistles. And of course, it's prophesied in the Old Testament. So this isn't a subject that we can just like, well, forget about it. Even though a lot of churches, you won't hear anything about it. It's funny, I talk about end times and people say, you're too political. It's funny. You know, if people had it their way, they'd have you shut up and not say anything. Okay, that's not us here. Got it? Yes or no? We want to study the Bible, and the Bible's the authority, not Gary. Gary's not the authority. I can do my best with it. Sometimes I probably get it wrong, but we always want to make that our authority, the Word of the living God. Amen? So in case you're wondering, what kind of church? Well, now you know. Amen. Come on. So we're going to go to the Scriptures, go look at a subject. Why? Well, because we're talking about end time events, and this is a big time end time event. It's called the rapture. Got it? Say. Let's do this. Let's be honest now. Be honest with me. How many would say right now, don't lie, I had the first audience in here, I saw what they did, I know how the hands go up, so I'm going to ask you a question. How many would say, to be honest with you, Pastor Gary, I really don't know a lot about the rapture, to be honest. If I'm going to be honest. Can I see some hands? Look at this audience. That's fantastic. That's great. I want to help with that today. Amen? So, you can learn if you want to. So, let's go. So, end time events. Our world is a mess today. Had a lady in the first service say to me, doesn't mean I'm not grateful. I'm still grateful. Grateful for where I live. Grateful for a lot of awesome things. But we got a lot of problems. A lot of problems. A lot of problems we see happening in our world today. And a lot of decisions are anti-Bible. They're anti-God's authority in our life. And so if you do that, you're going to have problems. You go against God's Word equals you're going to have problems. Y'all hear me? So that's what we're seeing. I had a lady in the first service said to me, she said, you know, the teaching you're doing right now, just 10 years ago, if you just went back 10 years, it just looks completely different, our world, our planet, in just 10 years. But imagine 25 years ago, 50 years ago, some of the things that we're teaching, some of the things that's being shoved down our throat, you hear me or not? But just in your lifetime, matter of fact, in the last year, you have seen the biggest attack on Israel since the Holocaust. You lived through that. I'm saying right now. And you can't turn on the news at all now. What started out with a terrorist group coming against Israel. You might say, why you mention Israel? Because so much of end time events has to do with Israel. The Jewish people and Christians, followers of Christ. Okay, Jews right now in the United States are the number one per capita on the number of Jews there are in the United States. Take that number and you take persecution. They're the number one persecuted group right now in the United States. And much so in the world. Number two group in the Christian group persecuted the United States. Guess what? Take what? Christians. But even higher in other places in the world. Incredible persecutions taking place. The last days, the tribulation period, it will be a time of unbelievable persecution and even slaughter. Last 7 years, the 7 year tribulation period, about one third of humanity will be wiped out according to the Bible. And where will this big battle be fought? Take a wild guess. Where will all the end time battle take place according to the Bible? Take a wild guess. It'll take place in where?
Israel.
In Israel. In Israel. You mean 2,000 years ago predicted a little old strip of land that big? And by the way, Israel was gone out of the land, taken out of the land for almost 2,000 years. How many were born before 1948? Let me see your hand. Before 1948. That happened in your lifetime. Israel came back into the land in your lifetime. The Bible says something. It says this generation. Now, does that mean generation? Does it mean lifetime? Says this generation won't pass away before his return. If you use that as a starting point in 1940, I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying Israel's a nation again. The last big battle, the Battle of Armageddon, the slaughter, much of the slaughter, even worldwide, will take place, though, in Israel. And is it happening now? Is it going to happen in our lifetime? I'm not sure. But I just feel like there's an imminent storm. Y'all hear me? And you might think I'm crazy. I don't give a hoot. Not being dogmatic, I don't know for sure. But I am sort of amazed at so much that I see in the Bible that I've been teaching since, well, honestly, I started when I was about 18. I'm 62. So back from 1980 to now, I've been teaching a lot. And I've always had a very strong interest in last days, end time events, prophetic things in the future. Without being a liar and making stuff up, I've really tried to study as good as I could. And I tell you what, I've got no reason at all to doubt my Bible. Y'all hear me or not? So, with all that being said, I know that was a lot of stuff in the front. But I want to talk to you about this event that's going to happen. It's called the rapture. The rapture. And you can write me an email if you want to and just fix me if you want to. I've studied this. I'm not a genius at it, but I've studied it. And most of the letters I get will be letters that want to get on to me for what I already know. But I'm different than I used to be. I don't shove end time events and the timing down somebody's throat as much as I used to. As I've gotten older, I've realized, you know what? That other group over there might be right too. I'm talking about concerning the subject of the rapture. Okay? So let's just examine this today and let's see where this plane lands today. Amen? Boy, that looks like a storm, don't it? Say. You see that? Yeah, that was Inglewood last week. That picture is of Inglewood last week, man. Oh, man, that was some storm, wasn't it? Crazy. Dumped a bunch of rain. We know what storms are. We just had one. But the rapture, let's talk about it. Are y'all awake now or yes or no? You ready? Ready to learn and me just sort of hush unless maybe we can learn? If it's your first time, hey, buddy, wave at me back there on that right there. Here we go. You ready? Are you listening or not? Have I already got on your nerves? How about her? Maybe. Maybe the wife. Here we go. Let's go to the message. The rapture. The rapture. So now, keep in mind, for years I've studied this. Okay, it doesn't make me a great scholar. But I have pre-established views and things I've studied under professors and even pastors and even my own time of studying and reading. So I come to this topic today with what I believe on the timing and all that. But what I don't believe anymore is that I'm absolutely sure I'm right. Got it? So let's just unpack it and see what we can find. The word rapture, would you say this out loud because it's important? The word rapture is used, say it out loud, to describe, say it with me, a very real event that takes place. So this word describes a very real event that will happen. Okay? And what is that very real event? Say it with me. It's the return of Jesus Christ to what? To gather his saints. And what are saints? Say it out loud. Saints are who? True. They are the who? Are they church members? Not necessarily. Are they people that give money to church? No. Are they people that do good works? Not necessarily. Here's who they are. This return. Back it up, buddy. This return. Right there. Of Jesus is gathering his saints. It is a gathering of true believers in Jesus Christ. And many of you come. And you come from other places. You come from either no church or some church or way back when you went to church. But many of you come here. And honestly, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Or you didn't. And you have done that since you've come. That's why you might say, why does he give an invitation? Why does he talk about putting Jesus in you and believing in Jesus at the end of every message? I'm going to do it till hell freezes over. I'm going to do it every week as long as I have breath. I don't take for granted you've come to church. You're good. You're going to heaven. I know one thing. You're going to die. Or if he comes, you're either going or getting left behind. So I want to make sure that you all go with me. Got it? I don't want you to leave today. You say, well, I'm good. I go to church. Would you hush? I want you when you turn that key in that car. I'm good, lady. I love her. Anyway, listen. When you turn that key in that car today, I want you to be able to say, no matter what happens, I'm a Christian. I have got my faith in Jesus. No matter what happens with this world, the tribulation, Jesus coming again, dying, getting killed out here, whatever. I know the Lord is my Savior. Y'all hear me today? Let's thank the Lord. That's the most important thing that we're going to talk about. Boom, here we go. Now, here we go. Here we go. So, say this out loud. The word, you got to do it. The word rapture does not appear in the English Bible. That just means in the King James or the translation. Generally, you don't find the word rapture. Well, then it must not be true because it ain't in there. Hold the phone. Literally, hold them. Here we go. But the biblical definition of the word what? Does what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, there are multiple times. So is the rapture in the Bible? Oh, yeah. Multiple times. So let's look. Let's look. Okay? What does that word mean then? If that word rapture don't appear, okay, then what does it mean? Well, the word rapture, the actual etymology of the word, here's what the word means. It means to take hold of. It means to snatch. Whoop! It means to seize. Okay? That's what it means. It means to carry away. That's what the word rapture means. It means to be, say that one with me, it means to be what? Now that appears in the Bible. And we're going to see it in just a minute. So does the word rapture appear in the Bible? Does what the word rapture means appear in the Bible? Multiple times. So then is this a very real event that will take place? Okay? It means to transport from here to whoop, there. It means to carry away. So that's what the word rapture means. Now, there's multiple passages in the Bible about this event. We're talking about end time events. But I want to pick three of them. Now, the first one, people might say, I don't think that's a rapture. That might be another coming. Well, you know what? They ask him when he's coming again, and they ask him when the end of the world is going to be. And this comes from Jesus' answer in the book of Matthew. And so, you know what? You do what you're going to do, but I'm going to stick with this. Okay? So there are three specific passages of scripture that say this with me, that what? Absolutely and what? Emphatically, tell us about this what? Very real event. Are y'all seeing how I'm trying to drive this home today? I don't know if Gary believes that or not. You have to be a crazy person. First passage. It's not long. This is the passage where they said to Jesus, Jesus, would you tell us when you're coming again and when will the end of the world be? His longest answer to any question, Matthew 24 and 25, he gave a very thorough answer. Okay? And so this is just part of his overall answer. Verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And this shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Would you say this part with me, verse 31, just that first part? And, help me, he shall send his angels, help me, with a great sound of a trumpet. Remember that. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. Let's look at another passage. Real quick. We're coming back around in a minute. Number two, 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul writing. Now this I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You not going there with this. Got it? This body's wore out, wearing out. It ain't got what it takes. So it ain't going to happen. Corruption can't inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. What? But we shall all be what? Changed. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Oh, say that with me. At the last. Sound like I heard that earlier. In that other passage, correct? For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible, this flesh and blood, must put on incorruption, and this mortal, this body, must put on immortality. I know you might be wondering, like, I'm confused. Hang in there. Come on. Number three, third passage. 1 Thessalonians. Now, I've used this so many times. Funerals and helping people. But I would not have you to be what? Can you say that? I'd not have you to be what? I just love that word, don't you? Ignorant. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Concerning them which are asleep, or those who have died in Christ, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe, and we do, that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, or those who have died in Christ, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the what? Coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede, is the word, those that are asleep or those who have died in Christ. Keep going. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, help me, with a what? And with the voice of the archangel, and with the what? With the trump of God, or the trumpet of God. So, there again mentioned, again, I just throw that in there. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, the dead will rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up. That's our word again, the rapture. There's that word, caught up. That's the word, caught up. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Say verse 18 with me, because it's a great verse. Wherefore what? Comfort one another with these words. So now I could do this all day. I could pull up more passages. Just wanted you to see three. Are y'all still okay? We're doing good, aren't we? Here we go. So, what have we learned? Well, the word rapture doesn't appear in the Bible, but boy, does it ever appear in the Bible. Yeah. It means to be caught up, transported, snatched, seized, taken up. It's in multiple passages in the Bible. So, It's a very real event that I really need to emphatically and strongly believe in. Did y'all hear me? So the rapture, it will be what? It will be visibly seen. It will be at the last what? Trumpet. It will be a resurrection of dead believers or believers who have died in Christ. But it will also be a transformation, will be transformed of those that are alive at that time. Are we clear on that pretty good so far? Okay? Let's keep going. So far I wouldn't have got too many ugly letters. Pretty agreeable so far. Some might not agree with the Matthew passage. I get it, okay. Whatever. The rapture. This is where the fight begins. Y'all ready to fight? When will it happen? When will it happen? You know, people have lost their job over this. There was a leading ministry called Friends of Israel. And the guy who led it and was very successful, his name was Marv Rosenthal. It was a very big publication. It was a very large ministry. And he changed his view from Jesus coming before the tribulation to he thought he may come in the middle of the tribulation. He called it the pre-wrath theory. And they fired him over it. Nobody's firing me for my view today. Got it? You can leave. I'm just saying, we're ridiculous people, aren't we? Are we ridiculous in the church, yes or no? Are we ridiculous, yes or no? We are ridiculous people. Okay? I don't know everything. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. I'm going to make a stab at it here. How about it? Let's talk about it. Are y'all still with me? Are you awake now? Yeah, when I get offensive, y'all wake up. She's made me mad now. Good. Here we go. Hey, sweetie, Miss Connie's granddaughter. How are you doing back there? You still with me? I haven't seen you run for the door yet. Okay. Thank you. There are three views on when Jesus will come again. There's three main views. You check out most every book, there's going to be one of these. Before the Great Tribulation period. That's called the pre-tribulation view of the rapture. Okay? And that's what I was schooled in. That's how I went to college. That's what that's what I learned. Okay? That means there's 7 years of tribulation that's coming on this earth. The Antichrist. All out hell will break loose. And the pre-tribulation view says that Jesus will come before that happens. Okay? And there's several reasons that I was taught that would make that argument. And to be honest with you, that's the one I'm hoping for. Yes or no, amen. That's what who wouldn't hope for that one? However, the second view is called the mid-trib or the pre-wrath view. And that is, that's like the first 3.5 years of the tribulation are really bad. But the last 3.5 are terrible. I mean, that's where all out hell breaks loose, the last 3.5 years on this earth. So, the idea is that he comes there before that happens. Because there's a scripture that says, he hasn't appointed us under wrath. And that's the scripture that's used. However, you can't read the Bible without seeing all kinds of persecution, torture. It's over in the book of Hebrews. It's down through the ages. Christians were lit up like they were used to light the city under Nero. He would tie them to a post and light them, and that would light the city. Christians burning to death. But somehow we're getting out of here without any problems. You hear me, yes or no? So, I mean, you can hold the first view or the second view or whatever. It doesn't bother me at all. But that's a view. The last view is this. He comes at the end of the tribulation. So those are the whens this will happen. Are we clear on that or not? Before the tribulation, in the middle of the tribulation, after the tribulation. So, you know which one I would prefer. How many are like me? You'd prefer the first one. Yeah, and we want to believe that. However, I don't know that to be the case. Now, can I argue it in Scripture? I can argue this. I can argue the pre-trib. And I've got several passages I can argue it from. But there's other incredible people who are very much smarter than I am and dedicated that can argue another time. Is that clear today or not? I'm trying to save you from some problems. Okay? So, let's see what Jesus says about the when. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately and said, Jesus, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Look at what he said. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Jesus said, what I'm telling you will happen. But then he says this, say it out loud with me. But of that day and hour knows no, or woman, no, not the angels in heaven, but my who? So when will this happen? Here's Jesus speaking to his disciples. He's resurrected. It's before they've received the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 1. He's with his disciples. Before his ascension into heaven, when they were therefore come together, disciples, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom again to Israel? And Jesus says, say verse 7 with me. And he said unto them, help me, it is not for you to know the time or the season, keep going, which the Father has put in his own what? That sounds remotely like what he said earlier. Correct? And when they had spoken these things, they beheld, and Jesus was taken up in a cloud. Whoop! And he was received out of their sight. We call that the ascension of Christ. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by in white apparel, like angels. And they said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing into heaven? Say it with me. This same Jesus, which is what? Almost the same word for rapture. That's very similar again. Whoop! Take it up. Different time. This happened already. It's taken up from you into heaven. Say it with me. So shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go to what? So, when will he come? When will the rapture take place? Is it before the tribulation? Is it during the middle of the tribulation? Is it the end of the tribulation? Here's my answer. The question is not, will the rapture happen? That's not the question. Say that red with me. It what? Happen. But here's the question. When? You want my answer? When? Now, this is a guy 62 now. I should know everything by now, right? When? I don't know. I can't believe it. You betrayed your teaching. I haven't betrayed any teaching. They didn't know what they told me. How many of you had a professor that didn't know what they were talking about? Not saying they were dumb. They didn't know. They tried. But all of us have a little bent to the way we look at theology, especially the Bible, okay? So I don't know. Uh-oh, I'm really going to make you mad. You don't know. Okay? And I'm talking to some pretty scholarly people in here. Okay, and people watching online. That's where they really get in trouble. Number 3, wait a minute, but we're in good company. Who else doesn't know? The angels don't know. So you're not as dumb as you thought you were, are you? Okay? It's just not something that I'm going to fight about. What I do want to fight about, though, we should fight to believe God's word. Not fight like this. But believe when Jesus said, I'm coming again, he wasn't lying to us. And it's all throughout your Bible. So the rapture will happen. The angel, who does know? Take a wild guess according to the Bible. Who knows when it's all going to happen? God knows. Yeah, God knows. God knows. Okay? So here's the question. What am I going to do about it? So you mean Jesus could come even today? Yes. Maybe not. Here's the real thing you could be concerned about. You could die today. Ha! You got a lot better chance of that probably happening than Jesus coming. Not that he's not coming, but we know for sure your days are numbered. Got it? So when we hear a message like this, we need to make sure we're ready. We're ready if we die to meet the Lord. We're ready if he comes again. That's what he told the disciples. He told his disciples when they were asking all these questions in Acts. He said, shh, hush. He said, you're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you're going to be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what we're to be about right now. We're to be about sharing our faith and sharing Christ with other people. Are y'all hearing me loud and clear? That's what we're to be about. You personally are to be about making sure that you are saved. Because we know who ain't going. The unsaved ain't going. If you don't know Christ, you are A, when you die, you're not going to be with the Lord. And B, if he comes, you ain't going to be with the Lord. How do you know that? The Bible is full of it. It'd take me a whole other 2 days to put scripture up. You hear me? Here's what I wish. I wish we'd all be ready. That's what I wish. And I want to do something different right now. That's my son, Mitch, who I love very much. You see him as worship leader. He gets up here and sings every week. He started singing with me when he was about 2 years old. I was a singer. I'd put him on a chair. He'd sing behind the pulpit. They could barely see his head over the pulpit. And then he grew up and he kept singing. Well, he was probably 14 years old when he recorded this song. And based on what we've learned today, Christ is coming. We don't know when. It's a very real event that will happen. We know that only the saved are going. We know bad things are coming. Don't know when. But it's coming. And he recorded this song. It's called, I Wish We'd All Been Ready. And we've got the recording for you. Still.
taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, but one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Father spoke, the demons died. How could you have been so blind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
A haunting song. I had more message. I've got a whole other segment. But I think we'll end right there. Amen. We're going to stop. Did you get the message today? You understand a little better? I hope you understand that there's coming a time where Christ is coming again. He's coming again. He'll only receive and take with Him the saved. Those who are believers in Christ, not in other religions, no. There's only one way. Say the verse with me, if you know it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the big part. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's who's, if you die, that's who's going to heaven. If you are here when He comes, that's who's going with Him. That's the Bible. He that has a son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Amen. Here's the good news. Here's the good news. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever what? Believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Here's the good news. If you'll confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart, down in your gut, that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be what? Saved. Doesn't say that you got to go to church to do that. Doesn't say you give your money to the church to get that. It says none of that. It says, here's another scripture. Believe on the name of the who? Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be what? Here's a great scripture. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. So that is the way up. And it's the way out. Got it? Do you know Christ today?